CB Radio National Station. It is 6:30 a.m.
Patience, Wiringo.
Good morning. Here are the headlines. Six of the 2025 presidential election in Cameroon, among other issues of national interest, come under review at the first biannual conference of regional governors for 2024 in Yaoundé today. In sport, the Basketball Lions of Cameroon play their game in the Olympic qualifying tournament in Latvia today against Montenegro. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. The first biannual conference of regional governors of Cameroon for the year 2024 opens in Yaoundé today at the behest of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. Discussions at the forum pegged on the theme, administrative authorities and the maintenance of public order in a pre-electoral period, will be chaired by the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji. For the stakes of deliberations to include the state of affairs in the country's political, security and socio-economic sectors, here is Albert Jembonde.
2025, the year of elections, is fast approaching, with the good, the bad and the ugly that come with it. The good being the encouraging number of potential electors, which is now above 7.8 million, with over 460,000 Cameroonians registered in 2024 alone, a significant number being women and youths. The bad is the political manipulation that sometimes arises with the moment, often provoked by inciting comments from political figures and overtures on social media. The ugly is the consequences that this may cause to peace and social cohesion. Cameroon's 10 regional governors on conclave will seize the opportunity to examine issues at stake, with the goal being to keep the country safe and in a climate which permits Cameroonians to make a fair choice on the leaders they want when the time comes. Exceptionally, a segment of the proceedings will be open to some political actors and media personalities. But beyond politics, there are also socio-economic issues which are dear to citizens of Cameroon. Waste disposal remains a cankerworm in major towns and cities. Cases of assassinations and femicides are not abating. Desecration of tombs and the trafficking of human parts is on the rise. So too are cases of road accidents, largely due to irresponsible drivers. These are all issues in need of an in-depth scrutiny for adequate solutions.
Albert J. Mbonde, ahead of today's opening ceremony of the Conference of Governors, the governor of the Central Region, Naseri Paul Biya, says citizens within the region he oversees are faring well despite some security and social challenges, and urges the population to adopt behaviors which help to foster peace and living together. He spoke to Albert J. Mbonde.
The first semester has fared well. We have noticed a high percentage of registration in voters register, and the youths form a majority of the electorate. And we think it is a good sign that there's maturity in the electoral process. We have had problems with political parties who spend most of their time in the social media and who think that they have to contain their elections on the day of vote. So all this prelude to elections, we are calling on the population to be calm and not to do anything that is going to be contrary to the social peace that we enjoy. In the security domain, we have had a lot of incidents concerning feminicide, but this all is because of drugs. Drugs has had a heavy toll on our youths. In the town, there's hardly any street without potholes, and the garbage litter the whole place. And so we are calling on the councils to come out and actually clean the town. Yaoundé, the capital city, has to have the reflection of what a capital city should look like. Thank you very much.
A workshop focused on the state of preparedness of local council officials to get involved in building smart cities will be opened this Wednesday by the Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Celestine Kechakutes. The event is scheduled to begin at 9 a.m. in the conference room of her ministerial department. The producer of the movie, The German King, will be received in audience today in Yaoundé by the Minister of Arts and Culture, Binung Pat. This will be at the conference room of the Ministry of Arts and Culture at 10:30 a.m. Actors of the cashew nut value chain will be presented a development strategy for activities in the sector today in Yaoundé. This will be at an event to be chaired by the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobi, from midday at the Yaoundé Hilton Hotel. Meantime, Mercy Ashunyabuye in the following report sizes up the benefits of scaling up the cashew nut sector following a recent outing of the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development to Garoua to validate the revised cashew nut development strategy document.
The timeline may seem short and the objectives quite ambitious, but the government of Cameroon through the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development believes that 50,000 tons of cashew nuts can be produced, transformed and commercialized by the year 2030. These were the remarks of the Minister of Agriculture, Gabriel Mbairobi, in Garoua as he opened a workshop to present and validate the revised cashew nut value chain development strategy document.
We think that regarding the impetus in the sector, we can achieve this target because we need to increase the orchard, we need to increase the quality of the seedling, and we need to use fertilizer or irrigation in order to have more production.
Accompanying the government financially and technically in this endeavor is the European Union and GIZ that is working to see the dream become a reality in the Sahel zone. Mr. Velten Ebemel is the director of the project ABC PADE.
We mobilized the consultants and technical expertise of different stakeholders in the process to bring them together in the revision of this important strategy.
A well-revised strategic document will mean more jobs for the rural population in spite of climate changes. Mercy Ashunyabuye, CRTV News, Garoua.
Now in news out of the country, Sierra Leone has brought in a new law banning child marriage with much fanfare at a ceremony organized by First Lady Fatima Bio in the capital, Freetown. Invited guests, including First Ladies from Cabo Verde and Namibia, watched as her husband, President Julius Maada Bio, signed the Prohibition of Child Marriage Act into law. Anybody now involved in the marriage of a girl aged under the age of 18 will be jailed for at least 15 years or fined $4,000 or both. In more news out of the country, a former gangster and bank robber who turned into a nightclub owner and opposition politician, Gayton McKenzie, has now risen to become South Africa's Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture. President Cyril Ramaphosa appointed Mr. McKenzie, the leader of the Patriotic Alliance, PA, to the portfolio in the multi-party government that he announced on Sunday after his African National Congress lost its parliamentary majority in the election of May 29. And in sports, the Basketball Lions of Cameroon will play their first match in the Olympic qualifiers against Montenegro today in Latvia. Members of the squad coached by Alfred Boyer have been fine-tuning their skills in Riga for more than 3 weeks. Coach Alfred Boyer says they are motivated by the victories recorded against Egypt and Georgia during their last outings to win today's match. Take a listen.
This group of kids, they love winning. And that's my take on the second friendly. It was a battle from end to end, really close game. The score is actually indicative of that because we only won by one. But I think our players are continuing to grow. We see how they continue preparing to continue fixing our mistakes. About what I think about Brazil and Montenegro. I think that winning those two friendlies were good for our confidence because it's really a confidence booster for us. We will take those teams one team at a time. First is Montenegro. We'll put a game plan together. And when the ball is tipped July 3rd, we'll go to battle. And I hope that the win will be on our side.
And it is with that excerpt of an interview of Mr. Alfred Boyer that we conclude this edition of the 6:30 a.m. news brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.